It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall in Biloxi. And now the host of your program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Hello, William Sackett. We're glad to be here for another edition of the City Desk podcast. We are recording this program on Thursday morning, October 29th, 2015 at 10:37. And I want to say good morning and hello to Mr. David Nichols, the Chief Administrative Officer of the City of Biloxi.
Good morning. Good to be here. And I understand William Sackett's going to give us his recipe for... What are you going to give us a recipe for today, William?
I don't know. I'm either going to toy between an omelet or a meatloaf. But let's get the show started, then I can decide.
Okay, that's really good. Now what we're going to talk about is, I was reading my phone, thankfully I missed that. What we're going to talk about is the city council meeting we just had on Tuesday. One of the issues that came up, David, was the infrastructure work. We just had Tony Morrow on October 15th. You can look in our archive there and click on that meeting to see what that podcast to see what Tony had to say about the infrastructure work. But a couple of the council members, primarily Felix Gines, was pretty vocal in what he's seeing out there. David, what was your take on that situation?
Yeah, Felix and George Lawrence both are getting a lot of heat from their residents, their area in East Biloxi. It's no different than what the other city councilmen have had to go through in their particular ward. Even though Eagle Point was a recent project and Jimmy Lane did a really good job out there, some folks are just don't like to be inconvenienced and don't understand the long-term impacts of construction. And so Felix and George are getting a good bit of heat from their constituents, and so they want to set up a workshop next Tuesday at, I believe, 3, and they want to kind of air out some of the issues as they see them.
One of the things that we have said all along about this infrastructure work is that it's $355 million worth of work, but a large part of it is underway right now. This one single project is $117 million, the largest construction project in the history of the city. The overall infrastructure work involves 100 miles of streets. This one phase, David, that we're talking about from just west of the I-110 all the way down to Point Cadet, north of the CSX Railway, that's a pretty significant number of streets or mileage just by itself, isn't it?
That's right. It's 55 miles, and so that's a really big chunk. And, I had a meeting Tuesday with the director, one of the higher-ups from MEMA, and he was talking about the city of Jackson infrastructure falling apart and how the city of Jackson has come to them on multiple occasions just dying to get their hands on some of this money, which they're not available to them. But, the cities, we're very fortunate to have our infrastructure being replaced.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, how many times have we talked about the infrastructure and the projects and the inconvenience and the roads, et cetera, et cetera? Why don't you flip it in your mind just for a few moments and realize your sewage, your drainage, your pipes, fresh, clean, brand new, some that have been there for, 100 years or more. When this is over, you're sitting on top of the world in a very wonderful situation than maybe most, if not all, of other cities throughout the country. A full infrastructure. That's a wonderful thing for any city to have. So a little patience, maybe.
There is a little patience. the key thing is you hit something, a nail on the head there about think about when it's over. And I know, David, how you feel about me putting out this date, but 120 days from today, you're going to see paving on Division Street. You're going to see paving on the section of Bayview Avenue that leads down towards the old brick house. You're going to see paving on Division, Bayview, and Oak. That's what Tony Morrow told us when he was on this podcast a couple of weeks ago, and we want people to remember that. And David, the meeting, what do you anticipate coming out of that meeting? Just hopefully a better understanding?
Yeah, I think, they it's a very complicated process, what we're trying to do by eliminating a lot of lift stations and to upgrade the water system. And so I think it'll just be an educational process. And I'm sure Councilman Gines and Councilman Lawrence will have some specific things they'd like to address. And so we'll get all those questions aired out and see if we can't get everybody some answers.
And again, I encourage you to click right back to the October 15th meeting, and you can hear Tony Morrow explain why it's being done the way that it's being done. David, Halloween's coming up this Saturday, October 31st. Are we changing the date of Halloween because I hear it's going to be raining?
Last I checked, it's October 31st, and it will not move. You know, if someone is concerned about the weather, we do have the option, and I hope everybody will use both options. But Friday night at Hiller Park, we've got the Halloween activities out there. Councilmember Newman has been very active in activities at Hiller Park. So we've got that option for you. Otherwise, if it is raining on Halloween night, Edgewater Mall has their trick-or-treat inside. And so we encourage people to go there. One thing they ask is for people over 15 not to wear masks. And anyway, that's a good, safe environment to have your trick-or-treat.
Exactly right. They're also going to have musical performances there at Edgewater Mall. But let me back up to that Friday night, Halloween at Hiller. Dixie Newman, council member from Ward 3, has more, and her city working with the Parks and Recreation Department and the Friends of Hiller Park Committee, they're going to have more than 50 businesses there that are going to have booths set up inside the Barbara Farrell softball fields, where they're going to be giving out treats there. There's also going to be inflatables for children to play in. There are going to be hay rides. There's going to be a costume contest for ages up to, I think, age 11. It's all on the city's website. And at dusk, they're going to show a movie called Hotel Transylvania. You gave your seal of approval to the movie that we showed at the Town Green. What do you have to say about Hotel Transylvania?
I think you're going to enjoy that. That's going to take you to a new plane of awareness. Or maybe, I don't know, your mind will snap a little bit, but you'll be entertained. And the other thing is, it fits with the whole atmosphere at Hiller Park.
Everything is free out there. There will be a concession stand with some nominally priced food items. And then, of course, the next day, Saturday, over at Edgewater Mall, I think it's 5:30 to 7:30. And I think the Bayou View Band is going to be performing at, I think, right outside of Dillard's. But they're even going to have bags for the kids to get to collect their treats at the four entrances to Edgewater Mall. Details of all of these things are on the city's website. There was a thing down here for the Farmers Market, a festival that's taking place on Thursday today, and it is going to be, Farmers Market will still be open. We want people to know that, right?
That's correct, but today's the last festival of the year, and but Farmers Market will be there, and, you know, they'll be offering their goods, you know, through the year.
Every Tuesday and Thursday. Anything else, David? How's Mayor Gillich been doing?
He's been fine. He's working on mostly, as you well know, on mostly on the internet. He spends an awful lot of time trying to get our broadband system in place. And today he's going to spend a good bit of time working on the Keesler gate. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a full day, and it's like every day.
You mean he's going to be checking? He's going to be a security guard at the Keesler gate?
He's not qualified for that, but the Division Street entrance, we're going to be working on that today.
You don't think he would be a good security guard, William?
No, I think he would be very good. He'd be very good. I can see him pointing at people, you out, you move. I can see that.
One last thing. Please go to the Biloxi Fire Department Facebook page, and there's a steak dinner coming up. I forget the date, November 5th or 6th, somewhere around in there, November 6th. It's $35 a person. It's a benefit for the West End Hose Company. If you want to get tickets, you can call right now, 435-6200, and leave a message if you're calling after hours. But that's the fire chief's phone number. and over to his office, and they can take your reservations. And William, you can wrap up the show, but David, one other thing, go ahead.
Yeah, just one other thing, that you've got your Halloween tips on the website, both for pre-planning going to Halloween, plus after you get through with Halloween, what to do with your candy.
Big news on that. Parents need to look at that and remember what the streets look like and the sidewalks look like in East Biloxi. But these are some nice safety tips that will remind you what you need to know and do. William Sackett, in closing out the show, tell people what it was like at that steak dinner last year in the Fire Museum.
Well, folks, if you want to have yourself a really good meal and great camaraderie and friendship, you've got to go to the steak dinner. That's all I can tell you. The food was delicious. You can have a nice glass of red wine if that be your preference. But most important is the fellowship that happens and follows. So listen, get your tickets and please attend. It is a memorable evening, very casual, very laid back, but very good food.
How was the steak?
Oh, I love the steak. I used to get mine medium, you know, and they kind of like red wine. Oh, yeah, I enjoy the food. Good food. You've been listening to City Desk here at the City Hall News and Views with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.